What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Beach and Company, stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company, and let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company, the all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company, he'll pick you right up when you're Sandy's on the air, making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Wow, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. This is the ending of my broadcast week because I'm off on tomorrow. I've got a lot to talk about today. We did get a little snow yesterday. I guess we're supposed to get a little snow today. And meanwhile, I am going to get the best super-duper mask anybody has ever seen. Because now the governor, Andrew Cuomo, in case you forgot his name, has said that if you're going to be in a group of people or be near people at all, then you have to be wearing a mask. There's no penalty to start with, but I'm sure that there will be after we get going. Now, I don't have a mask. But I do have a fiance who has a particular set of skills, and one of those skills is sewing. At one time, she was a young girl. She used to sew some of her own clothes, even. So she's going to make me a mask. And get this, Tony and Beamer, the mask is going to have a pocket in it, so that I can put a sandwich in there.
There you go.
Actually, it will have a pocket in there, not for a sandwich. I was hoping for a tater tot, a couple of tater tots. Give me that walrus look. But there will be a sandwich in it, and the material is going to be, I have had for years, a Hawaiian shirt that is brilliant in colors. I mean, it's dazzling. You practically have to put goggles on to look at it. And that's what my mask is going to be made of. And I hope she makes one for herself out of the same material. Because I always like to make fun of people, men and women, who dress the same. So I think it would be really cool. And then, this is a surprise. I didn't tell her I was going to ask for this. It's a surprise on the air. I want her to also, if there's enough material left over after the mask, I want her to make a Hawaiian Borat bikini.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to wear it at the same time as I wear the mask.
I'm scarred.
You slip into the mask, and then you slip into the bikini. Because then people will go, look at that guy in the, oh, my God. You know, I think I'd get that kind of reaction.
Oh, you would.
I think it would play.
I think I'm going to need counseling after today's show.
Meanwhile, Buzzy, I saw online yesterday your high school graduation picture. What were you, 10 years old? Did you graduate ahead of your class?
That's right. I was very intelligent. See, I've been fooling you guys for the last 4 years. I was very intelligent.
You know who you look like in that picture? Opie. You look like Opie, and I could be Anthony, actually.
Yes.
That's it, Opie. You're very young looking in that picture.
You know, it's funny. Opie and Anthony, that was my favorite. My second favorite radio show growing up. Obviously, this has always been my favorite radio show. But my second favorite radio show growing up was always O&A.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad. And I was thinking, too, of Andy Griffith, who is the father of Opie in the TV show. I could be Andy.
Oh, okay.
So you could be Opie. I could be Andy. And Bernadette could be Aunt B. She has a pie cooling on the windowsill right now. Who do we have for the town drunk?
That's
Otis.
Me.
Tony.
I'm Otis.
You want to be the town drunk?
Yeah. Was it Otis?
I thought Otis was the town drunk.
Yeah, okay, that's what I
Yeah,
I was
Otis
right.
was the town drunk. And then what else do we need? Oh, of course, we need Andy's trusty assistant, who is actually allowed to carry a gun. And I'm thinking... Let's see. Who would we, huh? Yeah, who would we have playing Barney? I'm thinking any of the management team at Entercom. That would be good. Every once in a while, they let us play with their bullets, which is what Barney used to do. So we do have a lot to go over today, and it is a Friday, and some things are interesting. Well, hopefully, or we won't get any calls.
Actually, it's a Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, it is. It is Thursday.
Your Friday.
It is my Friday.
Wait, it's my Friday too.
It's your Friday
week.
Too, Tony.
Yeah, yeah. It's my Friday. Oh, anybody need a government job? Just fill in for me on this show because Caputo, after filling in for me many times, has gotten a government job. Did you guys see that?
Yeah,
I'm just hearing about it this morning. That's cool.
Yeah, good for Michael. He's going to be deputy communications director for some aspect of the government. So I think he can handle that. Good for him.
We'll have a contact in Washington. So we'll have a go to.
And we call and say, Sandy, sick, can you come in? Yeah, get on the jet and jet in. Now that we have the equipment where we can do the show from almost any place, that might be possible, maybe as a guest. Did you see Uncle Newt was on with Susan and Maz today?
That's right.
I didn't know that he's sequestered in Italy. I didn't know his wife was the ambassador to the Vatican.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, she is, Callista.
That's cool.
And, you know, the Vatican is a country, and so she is the U.S. ambassador to the country of the Vatican. How about that?
Neat.
You don't get Sundays off, though. That's the only problem. Now, what do we have here? First of all, wear the mask. The first question I have is Governor Cuomo has signed an executive order starting tonight. I think it's like 6 o'clock tonight, something like that, that if you're going outside and you're going to have contact with people, then you have to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask. You will wear a mask no matter what. So I'm going to ask you, are you going to wear a mask under those circumstances? I am. I haven't gone out much to be exposed to anything because you see the list of at-risk things? Check them all off for me, every single one of them. In fact, when I do finally go, some newscaster is going to go, look, he had every single thing. He would add new ones that we don't even know about. But, yeah, so I am going to wear the mask, and I hope you do too, because the safer the better, and I think it's still reasonable to ask that. If you're not, I want to know why, if you're willing to share that with me. Maybe you just don't believe in it. Maybe you're going to stay away and not allow anybody within 6 feet of you. which is a good policy even when you're not sick, actually, keeping people 6 feet away. So I'm asking the first question, are you going to wear the mask? The second one is this. The supermarket employees, thank you, thank you, thank you for the supermarket employees, because they're our lifeline. Think about it. Do you realize that, 34 supermarket employees have succumbed, have died? It's true. It is not an easy job, and it is doesn't pay a lot of money. There's not a lot of thank yous, but there should be a lot of thank yous. And what they want, the United Food and Commercial Workers and some of the chains like Kroger want, is they would like their employees to have some kind of a priority in the safety gear. Certainly not more than firemen and policemen and medics and first responders like that, but ahead of the general public, and I totally support that. I really would. For safety gear, you're talking about gloves for sure, masks for sure, maybe depending on the job, I guess. Maybe even some kind of outer gear. But any of the safety gear that people use, they would like them to be ahead of the general public and have a priority. And I have no problem with that at all, especially since 34 people have died trying to serve us. It's, as I said, it's not glamorous. They don't get a uniform that stands out in a parade, but they're doing really good work. And so the second question is, should they get the priority, and should, or do you think they shouldn't? And I'll be happy to take your calls on that. The next one is Dr. Fauci, okay? He may be a brilliant doctor, but let me tell you something. I don't think he's an idea man. He may know all about where these things go and what happens when you get them and all that other stuff. But when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you why I don't think he's a great idea man. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. Now, I said before the break that Dr. Fauci may be brilliant in his field. He may be the leading person in his field, but not a great idea man. Because here's an idea of how we could do baseball. I don't know. He must have been asked about this at a press conference. how can we do baseball? And here was his suggestion. And guys, I want you to listen closely and see if you agree with it, because you guys both know baseball, all right? Dr. Fauci says nobody comes to the stadium. Put the players in big hotels wherever you want to play. Keep them very well surveilled, but have them tested every week. Here's where he made the comments to Snapchat's Peter Hamby. If crowds can resume, why not most normal day-to-day operations where there aren't large crowds? Is there a pragmatic way to reopen life? Well, first of all, bringing them to a large hotel, keeping them surveilled, and nobody at the stadium, I don't know. It's just nobody at the stadium is a big because half of the joy of sports is hearing the crowd roar. Do you guys think that Dr. Fauci's idea has any legs at all?
I think, unfortunately, it does, in the fact that if we want to see any kind of sports, that this may be the only way to get it. Sports is definitely a diversion, a distraction from everyday life, and people need that. Is it necessary? No. Would we like it? Yes. So if we could watch a game on television, minus the crowd, I think we can endure it. It won't be the same, that's for sure.
I'm going to come up after I talk to Buzzy with a brilliant idea for baseball. And it could be used on almost any sport, okay? Buzzy, do you think Dr. Fauci's idea is a good one?
Well, it sounds like his idea is very similar to what Major League Baseball proposed last week, that they would all be in one state, play at the spring training facilities with no fans, have the players sitting 6 feet apart in the stands to bring the season back. So yeah, it's if you would have said a year ago, Sandy, hey Joe, what about a game with no fans? I'd have said that sounds crazy. I don't want to watch that. But with the circumstances we're in, the PGA is coming back in June with no fans. So you know what? I'll take it over nothing.
Okay, now you're gonna find out why I'm in the halls of fame. Okay, because I am a brilliant idea man. And listen to this, and you're going to be allowed to rate my idea, and I think you're going to love it, all right? If you get Major League Baseball, or you get the National Football League, or you get the National Hockey League, or you get the NBA, and you play it without crowds, I think it would be dull and flat. But what do you say we go back in time? Why don't you play the games with recorded crowd noise? Now, as long as it's announced at the beginning, the crowd noise is artificial, and you can turn it on or off if you want to. I think who would know the difference? Who would care? Because that's what they used to do. In fact, they used to do sound effects. They would have a sound of a bat hitting a ball in the original days of recording baseball, of having baseball as something to listen to. So I think recorded sound effects to match up the play on the field, especially now with digital everything, you could have a different sound for hitting a ball, doing all kinds of things. What do you think, guys? You think that's possible?
I think it's possible. In fact, I like it, but I'd take it one step further. I would mix up the crowd noises. I would take the crowd from a soccer game, put it into an NFL game, so you hear the crowd chanting, ole, 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 ole. I think that would be neat.
Wait a minute now. You're using my material on my show.
It was brilliant.
And it wasn't a soccer. It was a bullfight crowd.
Yes, that's right. You did that for Virginia Tech.
Yeah. My first radio job, WRAD in Radford, Virginia, and we carried Virginia Tech basketball. And what we did is if I had a live commercial during the break, when I was done with my commercial, I'd have the sound effects of I'd actually have a live crowd noise that they feed. So they would feed it, so you go right from my commercial to their feed of an actual crowd. If they got done early, then I would feed the sound effects of a crowd, but I didn't use a basketball crowd. I used a bullfight crowd. And for a year, you would hear, "Ole!" And people thought that was those were the students at Virginia Tech. They weren't. For a year, it was me. It was me doing that. And so that would work. And you could put goofy things in there. Like a crowd gathering around somebody who's going to be hanged for a vicious crime. You could have a lot of fun stuff with it.
You have a golf gallery, you know, at an NHL game, and, you know, as soon as the ball's hit and they yell, "It's in the hole!"
Yeah, I'll tell you that. What video were you watching?
They do it every time Tiger Woods hits a tee shot.
Oh, Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And that was before the actual
before play. The Cadillac.
Yeah, before the play. I bet if some network right now put together a video of actual play with artificial crowd noise inserted and played it before the owners of baseball, NBA, hockey, football, they'd have that tomorrow. The agreement would be tomorrow. It would be that good. In fact, you know, we could even do that ourselves and show people how well it sounds once we get our engineers back. They're busy with other technical things. All right, we'll take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back with the Beach and Company, I'm Sandy Beach. Here are the questions today. Supermarket employees through a union and through several of the big supermarket chains, thank you. Oh, let me just move this over, are asking for a priority in being able to get safety gear, masks, gloves, gowns, all those sort of things. Not above police, fire, first responders, things like that, but just above the general public. And I totally agree with it. 34 of them have lost their lives. And, they're dealing with all kinds of different people. And they don't know who's coming in the door. And they don't make a lot of money. And a secondary question is, should they be paid more? Yeah, I have no problem with that. I'd be willing to pay a little bit more for my groceries for the fact that they're there, they're on the job, supermarket is open, and we appreciate their good work. That's the first one. Second one is the governor says, wear the mask. Starting tonight at dinner time, if you're going outside and you're going to be around other people, and you can't keep the six-foot distance deal, then you should wear the mask. And I have no problem with it. I'm wondering if you are. Now, Bernie is going to make us Hawaiian masks. And I will show you mine on Monday when we sign on the broadcast. And if she's not shy, we'll have her and me in a selfie wearing Hawaiian masks. She refuses to make me a Borat bikini. But she says that she would put a filter in the mask. And I said, well, you could use that in the bikini, too, and it would be very helpful. But she's not going to do that. But on Monday, we'll post something. And also, social distance versus the economy. Essentially, you're saying if you want to get rid of social distance, what you're saying is certain amount of people will die. Because they won't be using common sense, but too bad. I think the economy is more important. Now, I think on most of the surveys I've seen, almost 80% of the people who were surveyed would keep the social distance, hold off in the economy, because you're talking about human life here. Let's go to line one, and Pete is there in Amherst. Pete, you're on WBEN. Oh, Pete is gone. Okay, it says he was going to talk about minor leagues. As I said earlier, when radio was a big deal in broadcasting baseball, and it's a great radio sport because you can do other things with a game on in the background. You can mow the lawn, you can read a book, you can do a lot of things, and it doesn't bother you. There it is in the background right there. Olé! That's the sound effect I use with them saying olé. Yep, even with the cowbell, with the bull bell on there. Isn't that cool?
I love it.
Yeah, you can do other things. And listen, baseball is ideal for radio. It really is. It's a nice pace. It's quiet. And so I want to know what you think of Dr. Fauci's idea of not having anybody at the stadium. Make sure that the team is sequestered in a safe hotel. Check them once a week and let the games go on. I don't like that at all. I like my idea of artificial crowd noise in the background. Now, do you guys tell you what? Find a baseball crowd, and then either one of you, whoever decides you'd like to try it, you can try a little play-by-play with the sound effect, okay?
Oh, this will be fun.
Yeah, it will be. I got to have a little humor here every once in a while. And social distance versus the economy. I think there's no question in my mind that you have to maintain the social distance rather than give that up to try and kickstart the economy. Because without people, the economy won't matter, will it? I mean, people have to have preference on that. Let's go to line three, Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello, Dan. What's on your mind today?
I'm going to start, first of all, by talking about the sport.
Okay.
Do you remember Bill Mazar?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, do you remember, I grew up, loving the Bisons, a big fan. My brother and I would listen to the radio all the time. And there was a team, I believe they're called the Havana Sugar Kings. They played in the International League. And the revolution was taking place, I think that was towards the late 50s. And they got to the point where when they would radio broadcast, you could hear guns going off in the stands. So what the radio station did at that time, it might have been WBEN at the time, they used a teletype. And Bill Mazur would sit in the station, in his station, at the station, and you could hear the teletype going in the back when they'd say something like, there's a hard hit ball going out to left field. Here, tick, 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 and you'd have to wait 5 minutes to find out what happened.
Well, that's what they used to do when they radio. Sometimes the broadcast lines were not that beneficial, and they would lose the crowd noise, and so that they would fill it in there right at the station, or if it was a rain delay, things like that. They would help the broadcast, let's put it that way, and I think they could blend it in now digitally and nobody would even know.
As far as I just couldn't believe how important the people that work in drugstores and people that work in supermarkets, how important they are to us, and they need to be protected very much so. And I don't know why people are fighting the whole idea of wearing masks. I think it's vital that we do that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because right now it is right front and center. It'll be interesting if this thing is still going on in months or maybe even a year from now to see how people think, see if they've changed their ideas or not. Hey, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it, Dan. Let's go to the break first, and when we come back, we'll go to the Lone Star State. News Radio 930. WBEN. It is Beach and Company. Tony, you had something you read to me, which I think would be of interest to the public for today's subject.
Yeah, a coaching buddy of mine who played for Bo Schembechler at the University of Michigan, posted this. He said, Wednesday, there was a conference call between the NCAA conference presidents and Vice President Mike Pence, urging them to start college football on time. Basically, the universities have said there will be no college football or any other activities until every university has kids back at school and in classes. I regretfully believe there will be no college football in 2020. The presidents of the schools have all agreed they will not play any games in stadiums with no crowds.
I think that's a good idea for a lot of reasons. One, a safety reason would be the top reason. Secondly, remember, college football, these guys are rough and tough and can really take on a blocker or whatever, but they're still kids. They're either 1, 2, 3, 4, or sometimes 5, I guess, years out of high school. And I assume that there'd be a lot of family pressure if there was a game with an empty stadium not to play. And so rather than have that, because rather than face any liability, too, if they had the game and, God forbid, any of the people associated with the game, whether they're officials or players or whatever, or coaches, got the virus, they'd be held to pay. So I think that was a smart move, and let's hope they follow through on that. Let's go to deep in the heart of Texas. It's Terry from Texas. You're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, I just wanted to comment on, like, grocery store employees and whatnot being designated as, like, you know, priority for people.
Yeah, priority, not just above the general public, but go ahead.
I get that, and that's fine if they want to do that. But, you know, from my perspective, they're not the only people that are out every single day that are not forced to work in the general public, but that work in the general public. I mean, when I work in some of the stores that I work at on the refrigeration equipment, i.e. a case, a cooler, a freezer, you know, to keep, obviously, food frozen or cold, you know, there's plenty of guys that come in, they're stocking the soda, or excuse me, when bring the New York out the pop, they're stocking that. You got bread people, you got snack people, you got people that do the merchandising and kind of lay out the stores for these people. And all of us are exposed to the general public. Now, I'm not saying that, like, we're out here bound by some duty or obligation or because we feel heroic. From me personally and from, again, my perspective in talking with a coworker yesterday, the only reason we're at work is because we're afforded the opportunity to do so. For whatever reason, you know, we need to keep the food cold and all that stuff. So that's considered, I hate the word essential, but that's the word that they use. You know, that's the only reason why we're at work. And I got a good feeling that 99.9% of the general public that's sitting at home right now would also come to work if afforded the opportunity. They're being forced to sit at home. So all of us that are out here working are working simply because we have bills and we have families to provide for. And we're lucky enough to not be told, hey, you got to go sit at the house and hopefully you'll get a hold of unemployment at some point. I think we take away from the fact that not everybody's at their house sitting at home scared of catching the coronavirus. They're being forced to do so. So all I'm saying is I appreciate the grocery store workers and what they do. Obviously, I purchase groceries for me and mine, but they're not the only people that are out here that, you know, are getting coughed on, stepped on. You know, people got a real easy time putting on that mask. They sure can't tell what 6 feet is. And they don't know how to cover their mouth when they cough. And they definitely don't know how to stay out of your way when you're trying to work. I mean, so if we're going to spread that around, it should be spread around to everybody because, you know, kids at the grocery store checking out the groceries with plexiglass in front of them aren't the only people that are being exposed right
now. Well, okay, hold on just a second. First of all, I use the term employees. The story uses the term workers. So that would include all of the people that you laid out who stock the shelves and do the other things, not just the cashiers. And think of the worst-case scenario. The worst-case scenario is everybody that works at the supermarket decides we're not going to work anymore. What do? They can't just lay the groceries out on the sidewalk and it's first come, first serve. Think about that prospect. So I think most of them are working for barely a minimum wage or slightly above. And the cumulative numbers of people they deal with every day has got to be everybody that comes into the market has got to check out somewhere. So I'm thinking maybe they deserve a little bit more.
No, I get that, Sandy. I'm not taking anything away from it. I'm just saying, you know, a lot of these people are independent contractors. They're not hired by specific grocery stores. They're come in as third-party vendors. And so what I'm saying is that, if the grocery stores are going to be able to give their employees things, then other companies should be able to do the same thing. Because right now, if you try to get masks or any kind of gloves or anything, and it should be as it is, the priority goes to medical staff, and I'm completely cool with that.
Oh, and it should stay that way. Nobody's suggesting there be a change in the priorities, just an addition. Okay, Terry, have a great weekend. I'm off tomorrow. We'll probably talk to you on Monday. Thanks for calling, babe. Appreciate it. All right, Mr. Beamer, we got a ton of Facebook stuff. What do you have?
All right. The first question is, should grocery store workers have priority access to protective gear? And Ken says yes. They get paid near minimum wage, making money for the rich store owners. Reasonable precautions should be taken for them and all essential employees.
Yeah, you know, if you really think about it, there are laws on the books well before Corona. For safety of your workers, you have to provide, as an employer, a safe work environment. That's the number one thing, beyond anything else. And I think you could make a very reasonable case that without protective gear, it's not a safe work environment. So, I'm very much in favor of doing that. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.